Yeah, this is the return of Trevor Steels, our resident comedian.
Right, okay.
We missed this fact last week. It didn't come through because of the machine for some reason.
But you said he's a good.
No, I've changed my mind.
All right, so we need the...
PH Furnishing Limited, he works for...
Can we have the correct gram then, please? Yeah. Can we have the depth?
I've got to go back to a few weeks ago when we had the phrase came on the show. Any more pies?
Right, okay.
Explain briefly to the listeners what any more pies
Any more pies was we're looking for the greediest football in Britain. It turns out that Jeff Astle and his wife, were freeloading to such an extent and ignoring the company they were with, who had won a night out with them, and the only thing Jeff was really enthusiastic was the phrase, any more pies.
Well, this is Trevor's idea, and what various other famous people may well have said. David Beckham's posh spice, any more thigh, the American nation to Bill Clinton, any more lies, Cyclops, any more eyes, Mrs. Sylvester Stallone, any more sly, chicken licking, any more sky, Will Carling, any more tries, John le Carré, any more spies, Dickie Bird, any more buys, J.R. Hartley, any more flies, all Welsh women, any more dies, Winnie the Pooh, any more... any more hives, and finally, Henry VIII, any more wives...
I don't know. I don't know whether that was brilliant or whether it was the worst thing I've ever heard.
I think it's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, but knowing him as we do, you see, this is him working flat out. This is not blank postmodern irony.
No, this is way out of the edges of his imagination.
He's taken him all night to do this. I must say, by the time we got to Dickie Bird, any more buys, the idea of Dickie Bird asking if there were any more buys, any more highs and everything. No, I think that is very, very good. I don't know why. I mean,
chicken licking, any more sky.
That is one that if ever you did try to write a review or an appraisal and put in, and then Danny Kelly read a list out, including the phrases, I'm afraid it wouldn't get you one extra listener. And the phrase "you had to be there," I hope, applied to that, because
when
it started, I thought, oh, this is really awful. And by after six or seven, I started thinking, this is one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
Remind me again, if you
would. No, I can't.